Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Hello, Lonnie. Welcome
Hello,
back.
Hello, Brian.
What are we talking about today?
Cocktails. We are talking about a streetcar named Desire.
Mm. It's a classic.
It sure is.
Have you seen it before?
It's been so long.
Yeah.
Yes, I have, but it's been a really long time, and I forgot how really powerful and moving and just really important this whole work is. I know it won the Drama Award for the Pulitzer Prize in 1948, Tennessee Williams. However, this production at Bare Bones at the New Hazlett Theater in the North Side was totally spellbinding. Tammy Dixon plays Blanche Dubois.
Have another cocktail,
yeah,
Judy.
Really. And she was phenomenal. Her performance was nothing less than brilliant. She was Blanche Dubois. She played her so beautifully. She showed all of the nuances of Blanche, you know, the sensitivity and the delusion and the deception and the kindness and the whole total insecurity about her looks. And it was just really, really an amazing performance. The whole audience was just spellbound. There wasn't a movement in the audience. It was just a wonderful production, and her performance was really a standout. And not to take away anything from Stanley Kowalski, who was played by Patrick Jordan, and he was just so sexy, just like Stanley Kowalski's supposed to be. And that whole brute animal magnetism just was really, really mesmerizing. It just drew you in, and I couldn't take my eyes off him. He was just really, really a strong performance of a man who had, again, so much going on. He wasn't just a brute. He was kind. He loved his wife, Stella, who was played by Jana Johnson, who's an LA actor that came in for this. And she was the perfect Stella, just very adoring of her husband and the way he played it and the whole oozing of testosterone and sexuality that he put out there. You could see why she was so loyal to him and why she loved him so much.
Yeah.
I thought it was really well cast. And the other lead, turns out that in real life, it's Jeffrey Carpenter, and he played Mitch, who was Blanche Dubois' love interest, and you could just feel the love between them. And I think it was particularly effective because he is married to Tammy Dixon.
And
they played love interest in the play. They're the artistic directors of Bricolage Theater in Pittsburgh. And their performances were wonderful. I'm really excited. I can't say enough about it. I know I'm babbling. So let's move on now that we know. And the supporting cast was also well cast and wonderful, but these four lead actors were just so strong and so amazing that, you know, the others were great and they just played into it, but these four just had the show, you know, right here. I had the whole audience.
Right there.
Right in the palm of their hands.
All right.
And the director, Melissa Martin, is really a very accomplished director. She, in fact, wrote, produced, and directed the indie film that was so popular, The Bread, My Sweet.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you knew that.
Uh-huh.
And so she proved herself to be a very wonderful director because this show was really great. And they did something I thought was really interesting. In between the scenes,
mm-hmm.
and there were just slight little changes. It's not like the whole set changed or anything. But in between scenes, Joe Grushecki played the guitar and sang, and John Kresh played the piano and was also Gresh. I'm mm-hmm. sorry, did I say Kresh? Gresh.
Mm-hmm.
And was a vocalist too. And they played kind of mood music that reminded you of New Orleans.
That's great.
And that they started out with it, "Walking to New Orleans." Did you know that song?
No.
Well, you would if you heard it sung properly. But it was really cool. While the cast actually did the little changes, you know, clearing off a table, pulling up a cover, or whatever, and they played, and they're playing in almost every performance, unless they have a previous commitment. But all the December performances, they'll be playing. And if they don't, they have their music recorded that they'll play and the scene changes. And that was just a nice little extra touch that kept the mood going. The
sure.
steamy New Orleans kind of mood. I liked it. I enjoyed their music very much. And the set was wonderful. And my friend that I went with pointed out something. It was a really authentic set that looked like the 50s with the old icebox and the old wardrobe with a veneer on, just like in my grandmother's house. That I recognize.
So this
that
was
wardrobe.
There was no heavy concept on this. This was doing it like legitimately in the time period it was meant
right.
to be.
To down to details that most people probably wouldn't have mentioned. That's what I said. My friend mentioned. He said, "Look at that, White Horse Scotch. They don't even make White Horse Scotch anymore, but it was a really popular Scotch." In the 40s.
Wow.
Now, how he could even see that far to read that label, I have no idea.
But
I couldn't see.
They caught every detail.
Yeah, and Carling Black Label beer, which hasn't been produced in the U.S. forever.
I have to say, it's a bit before my time, even.
Yeah. Don't you remember the commercial?
Mm-mm.
I can't whistle. Do that. Can you do that? Mabel, Black Label, Carling Black Label beer. You don't remember that?
I'm not doubting the the validity of
but even
song
that,
there.
I mean, just that set to be so detailed and so perfect. And gosh, I don't know. What else can I say? If somebody said, say something negative about this show or die, I'd probably die.
Wow. That is taking one for the team, man.
Yeah, that's how much I enjoyed it and how well done it was. And the end.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.